Hare Krishna. The gopis of Vrindavan consider the flute of Krishna to be one of the most intimate associates of Krishna. Brahmaji also says, Vamshi Priya Sakhi. Vamshi is one of the flutes of Krishna, whose Priya Sakhi means very intimate associate of Krishna, which Krishna uses for playing through the flute and inviting all the other devotees of Vrindavan. So the gopis are discussing amongst themselves how this flute achieved such an exalted position to be held by Krishna in his own hands, sometimes to be kept in the lap of Krishna, and even while sleeping Krishna keeps the flute by his side. So how did the flute achieve such an exalted position? So they are asking the flute, how did you achieve this good fortune? The flute is speaking. Of course, flute is speaking means Krishna is only speaking through the flute. And telling them how the flute achieved this position. First of all, the flute was made from bamboo. So he was naturally removed from the family of bamboos and taken out and eventually dried up and was pierced with holes, after which it became a flute, isn't it? Similarly, those who want to attain the lotus feet of Krishna, they should rise above the delight in sense enjoyment. What is it? Samsare majiya ruhili podiya sepade nahilo asha. So he says, samsare majiya means if somebody delights in sense gratification in the material relationships, then the result is what? Ruhili podiya. Then one is only facing weeping. But the flute says that I gave up my orbiting around the material goals and ambitions and I made Krishna's lotus feet my only goal. It's called ananya bhakti. That is the first thing. Second thing, the flute was dried up. Similarly, we should dry up our senses by devotional austerities. Srimati Radharani is telling to Vishakha Sakhi this famous verse. Tunde tandavani ratim vitanute tundavali labdhaye. She is saying, oh, my dear Vishakha, these two words when I hear Krishna and when it enters my ears and my heart, it completely takes away the vritti of my senses to do anything material. Sab indriyon ke vritti ko hi haran kar liya is Mahabhagwan ke naam ne. That means if our senses are not free from the vritti for sense gratification, that means we are yet to become attracted to Krishna. We have not yet become attracted to Krishna. Nobody can say, I love Krishna very much and my sense gratification program is also going on. That is not possible. Simultaneously, it cannot go on. Many a times our devotional service is a show. So, this is one proof that one has become awakened in devotional service. That senses lose their material propensity. And how is that possible? One should dry up one's senses by devotional austerities. Like you see, in a morning program like this, when we participate, the mind becomes extremely speculative. We were singing the Shikshashtakam, I was observing that there was no Samyak Kirtan. Hardly there was participation. Why? Because somebody recites one paragraph, and then during two paragraphs, somebody goes into speculation. Other fellows go into sleep. Again, after three paras, they come out again. Again, sing one more para, whatever is going on. Again, for two more paras, you go into another world. So, this is not Samyak Kirtan, Sankirtan. Sankirtan actually means how it should be Like when the Bengali Vaishnavas were singing, everyone was smiling, everyone was dancing, everyone was mesmerized by the holy name, and everybody was singing very loudly and very enthusiastically. Then a particular type of sound vibration is produced, and the result is called Sankirtan. Unfortunately, as Kali Yuga proceeds, our mind becomes more and more speculative, and we don't perform devotional service with full enthusiasm. Actually, that kind of committed devotional service will also produce only semi-results. Actually, anything done wholeheartedly will produce big result also. Similarly, one should dry up one's senses with chanting of the holy name, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, like our His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj used to say, one should not be a dhanakapati. Dhanakapati means he has a lot of money, but he does not give to Krishna. Similarly, one should not be balakapati. Balakapati means he has a lot of strength and stamina in the body, but does not dance in the singing of the holy name. He is a lazy fellow. Similarly, our mind should not be allowed to become lazy for performance of devotional service. If we become lazy, we will become crazy, eventually in Maya. But if we shirk, if we give up that laziness, shrug off that laziness, and rise above it and fully give ourselves, actually, you know, that extra edge you have to give to Krishna, otherwise Krishna will not reciprocate. I was seeing one beautiful picture when I was in Vrindavan. You know, very special picture. Gajendra is taking the, you know, lotus flower and offering to Vishnu like this. And you know, one hand is like this. He's showing, see this crocodile. And he's showing like this. And tears are coming from his eyes. And when Vishnu is coming in that picture, they are showing, Vishnu also is showing lotus like this. And he's showing Gada towards crocodile. He is assuring Gajendra that here is a lotus. I am also reciprocating with your lotus. You show your lotus, I will show my lotus. And Gada is also there. Don't worry, I will finish that fellow. Like that. So the Lord will reciprocate when you know, first who should extend first? Krishna or ourselves? Yeah, we should extend first. Then he will also extend. You know, if we are very lazy, Krishna will also be very lazy. He will go to sleep. He will not reciprocate. Why should he reciprocate? And he doesn't disturb. He doesn't disturb your sense gratification program. Unless we are ourselves keen to rise above it. You see? So, today is Ekadashi day. We can celebrate the whole day chanting the holy name. That is the day meant for, actually. Throw away all other engagements and just get into, you know, expressing our sincere devotion to Krishna all day. We can chant again and again and again, repeatedly millions of times. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And thirdly, the holes in the flute's body means, even after surrendering like this to Krishna, don't expect life to be a bed of roses. For Vrijabhasis also, day in and day out, so many demons came. And they faced so many challenges. Because they fully surrendered to Krishna, Indra became angry and he gave heavy rains and thunderbolt. All the cows were coming along with their calves crying. And Vrijabhasis didn't fear Indra. They just took shelter of Krishna further, more shelter. And they got darshan of Krishna 7 days and 7 nights. So, in this way, a devotee becomes purer and purer and purer, like the gold put in fire. The more you test a devotee, the more his purity comes out. So these three things we can learn from the flute. Why flute became Vamshi Priyasakhi? That one should rise above Samsara Majya platform. And one should delight in devotional service. Secondly, one should dry up one's material senses, which have a propensity for material enjoyment, by devotional austerities. And thirdly, one should be willing to be pierced by Krishna's various plans to purify us more and more. And in such a purification program, we should not run away from Krishna's lotus feet. Rather, we progress one step more further towards His shelter. Then we can also become very dear to Krishna. ஹரிநாம் பிரபுக்கு. Let us offer our humble